It's day 2 of 500 week, biggest week of the year for NASCAR. We're looking at what's going to happen this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday within NASCAR. Talking about what happened last week with the Clash, some of NASCAR's announcements last week when it comes to new rules, and a look into the future. This is the Red Flag Podcast. Okay, so with the Clash, I wasn't able to watch the Clash, but looking back at it, I was able to watch the wreck that ended the Clash. From what I've heard from NASCAR Twitter, stuff like that, the Clash was a very boring race. I don't think everyone got on the top side, kind of rode around. Everyone was kind of scared to make a move, a couple rain delays here and there. And then when someone actually tried making a move, a crash happened, took out about most of the field. Then rain hit and they decided to end the race. So Jimmy Johnson came away with a win. I was able to watch the crash that ended it. I see a lot of people blaming Paul Menard for coming down, a lot of people blaming Jimmy for coming up. I think it's just that kind of wreck, just kind of what happens when you have these kind of cars on that track. Jimmy knew in order to pass them, he had to side draft him. And that's kind of what happens with these cars. He went up to try to side draft, Menard came down a little bit, just kind of happened. It's a racing incident with these cars. Something's going to happen. Hopefully, what happened in the Clash has not happened in the 500, running that top line, running around in a train. If that happens, it'll be a very boring 500. And for NASCAR's sake, I hope that doesn't happen. For our sake, I hope it doesn't happen. Obviously, interesting 500 is what we want. I'm not going to say crash filled, but obviously some excitement passing. So it's going to be interesting. I think the duels is kind of going to show us what that's going to look like. So it's going to be a little interesting in that aspect. But other than that, I mean, I hope there's an interesting 500, but after the Clash showed us, I'm kind of fearing the worst. But we're going to talk about the duels next. Talk about the 500 along with the Xfinity race and the truck race that are coming out Friday and Saturday. And see what's happening with that this weekend. So with the 500 this week, so we learned on Sunday that William Byron will be starting on the pole in the 24. We learned that Alex Bowman was starting on outside pole in the 88. Obviously everything else will be settled tomorrow in the duels. I see a lot of people saying Penske's going to be the car to beat this week. Obviously, Hendrick qualified on pole, but Hendrick's been qualifying on pole even last year when the cars were bad. They had that speed, but it's kind of how they're going to handle the draft. I think you're going to see Penske kind of get up towards the front. You're going to let them see them run away. You're going to see Blaney. You're going to see Keselowski. You're going to see Logano. Keselowski and Logano have already proven that they're pretty good at restricted plate tracks. Keselowski's coming in wanting to win that 500. So I think you're going to see them dominate. Obviously, the Gibbs cars are going to be there, and obviously the Stewart Haas cars are going to be there. But I think everyone's going to have to go around Penske in order to win this race. I'm still hoping that the train effect does not come into play like it did during the Clash. I do think it will, though. It all depends on how the track is. I mean, if you get a hot, slick Daytona, you might see a little more action, but I don't know if you're going to see that. For prediction standpoint for the 500, I'm going to go with your defending champion, Joey Logano, to win the 500, win a second. Like I said, Penske's just looking just so much better than everyone else right now. Even with a test at Las Vegas there about two weeks ago, they looked the greatest, looked the best. I mean, people were saying that Keselowski had the fastest car by a little bit there, so it's going to be, I think you're going to see them kind of pull away from the pack a little bit. You're going to see those three tandem up. Maybe you'll see them tandem up with Stewart Haas, get the four joined together, but I think that's how you're going to see that end, unfortunately. It's going to be a good, but I still think, obviously, the hype around the 500 is going to stay the same. You're going to have that hype there. You're going to have a lot of people watching, but I still think it's going to be a boring race, which might hurt NASCAR a little bit, which kind of sucks. But for the Xfinity race, I'm not 100% sure on the entire field, but I'm going to go with Justin Allgaier from JRM. He looks good at every restrictor plate race, so I'm going to go with him for this year. Truck race, I honestly don't know who's running that much. I honestly don't know who's running in that race this year. I'll watch it Friday night for sure. Obviously, with a lot of the truck guys, they switch back and forth in trucks just because it's hard to field the truck team right now with how much money it costs, sadly. But that's the way NASCAR's heading right there in that direction, which kind of sucks. But hopefully that switches it around. ARCA race happened this last Saturday. Quick shout out to Harrison Burton on winning that race. Well deserved for that one. Obviously, love seeing the name Burton in Victory Lane. So, he's another up and coming guy that's looking to be pretty good here in the next couple of years, most likely. Next, we're going to talk about the new rule that NASCAR implemented here right before the Clash. And we're going to talk about NASCAR's announcement on the Gen 7 car. And also some rumors about what might be happening here in the next couple of years. Okay, so NASCAR made an announcement last week with the encumbered win rule. As before, if you, a driver won a race and it was deemed that he won, that his car was illegal, obviously they would find that out on like Wednesday midweek. The race would be encumbered. They lose some points. We get fined. Either the crew chief would get suspended or like the car chief. That rule is new and improved for this year. Something that NASCAR should have done a while ago. They decided this year to make that rule different. Now, if a driver wins the race, and we're going to find out 90 minutes after the race, about 90 minutes after the race, if a car passes post-race inspection, which is a lot better than finding out on a Wednesday. I'd rather find out Sunday night than Wednesday. But we're going to, if that car is deemed to be illegal in any way, that car will now receive 40th place money and points. And second place will now be the winner of the race. Obviously, this is a great rule change. They had a couple, I think there's five in the last 2 years, two from Harvick last year, where his race wins were encumbered, but they still have that. But they're still at race wins with an asterisk next to it. So now instead, say Harvick wins a race, car comes back and fails, Truex Jr. is maybe second. Truex Jr. will not get that race win, get the points, get the money, and also this is huge. You get that spot in the playoffs. So now, say we go to like a Daytona, like this weekend. Let's say Kyle Busch is leading the race. Comes across, Kyle Busch seems to be the winner of Daytona 500. Across the line first. Hour and a half after the race, deemed car is illegal. Second place, let's say second place is. Let's go with Ryan Newman in the six. He would now be the official race winner, and he would get put a Roush car in the playoffs as long as he stayed in the top 35, which Ryan Newman should. But like that's gonna be huge. That could be have major platform implications for some people. I think you're gonna see crew chiefs not really push the limits here for the first couple weeks. They're gonna keep it like kind of laid back. You don't want to be the first crew chief that pushes over, and you also don't want to deal with that penalty. Because you're probably still going to get fined and you might get that crew chief suspended, so you obviously don't want to deal with that penalty. But this could, I mean, that could happen this weekend. Will it? Most likely not. But that's going to keep some crew chiefs in check. That's put penalties a little bit harsher than what we had. I mean, obviously, that could really hurt. You get into the chase, the playoffs, and you're fighting for that championship. You get that race win taken away from you. And you get those 40th place points, you're probably looking like you're not going to make it unless you win another race. So that's going to hurt a lot of people. Another announcement, Steve O'Donnell brought up that NASCAR is looking to put the Gen 7 car on track for the 2021 Daytona 500. Huge announcement from NASCAR here. Obviously, everyone has not been too happy with the Gen 6 car since it was put out. The racing hasn't been great since the Car of Tomorrow came out. So hopefully they're trying to look to go back towards kind of like what those roots were. It's more stock car and stock car racing. Maybe make the car a little less aerodynamic, which would make them 100 times better. But obviously don't know where they're going. Obviously NASCAR said they have a lot of new manufacturers saying that they like this new engine, I mean, this new package that they were using this year. But that could make NASCAR look a little bit better with the package coming up for that new Gen 7 car. Obviously, I hope the Gen 7's a big hit. NASCAR's dwindled in fans the last couple of years. I mean, if Gen 7 can be a big car, we're getting great racing back. I'm not saying great racing is in you're having tight finishes every week, too. I'm just saying that people can pass. I think that's the biggest thing with the Gen 6. People, it's hard to pass. Like, especially a mile and a half, it's just hard to pass. And you can't run side by side. I mean, you have some races. You can see races back from, like, 2007, 2006, in that area where you have cars just running side by side for two, three laps. You can't do that right now with these cars. It's how aerodynamic they are. Sooner or later, someone's going to be able to side draft past someone, or they're going to get up next to someone. Someone's going to get loose because of the aero. It's just, and then you also have like a kind of like just bubble between cars, that dirty air bubble where you cannot, a car can't get up to their bumper to get past them, or they get loose behind them so they can't get past them. I mean, this the Gen 7 can get rid of that, be perfect. I mean, I would like to see the splitter. Oh, I'd like to see the splitter gone, obviously, but I like to see the cars kind of riding off the ground so it just sucks tight to the ground like they are right now. If that can actually happen, I don't know. But it'd be great if it can. So that'd be great news if that happens. The other little rumor coming out this week, NASCAR is potentially looking to shorten their schedule in the 2021 season. So 2021 is looking like a very important year for NASCAR. The rumor came out about that. I'm looking to maybe go down to like 28 races instead of the 36 or maybe 38, like right now, if you include the Clash and the All-Star Race. But it's gonna be interesting if that, well, if that actually goes through. With that, I mean, they're trying to push along this kind of I mean, in 2021, they're going to, I think, leave the contract with ISC, which owns a lot of the tracks they already go to. I believe the contract of both corporations ends, so they can reconfigure their schedule. So we're going to some places like twice a year, like Texas, that people aren't really a big fan of that race. They might be able to push away from that, which would be great. Maybe get a couple more new tracks in there, and obviously everyone wants to go back. Short tracks are amazing. Maybe add a couple more short tracks in there. That'd be nice. I think just trying to get rid of the couple of mile and a half tracks would be great. I mean, obviously some mile and a halves are good, but like, I don't know. I think they built a lot, way too many when NASCAR was in a boom period, and they just need to go back to their roots at short track racing for a little bit, get back to where they grew from. Obviously, keep like Daytona, Talladega, keep some of your mile and a halves, keep your road courses, keep Sonoma, keep Watkins. Maybe I didn't keep the Roval. The Roval was a great fit in playoffs. Maybe throw in another one. Maybe like throw in like Circuit de Villeneuve in Canada, or Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. It's a great way. The trucks go there every year. It puts on a great show every year. Mexico City's an option. Maybe Circuit of the Americas down in Texas. I mean, F1 goes there every year. They've hinted that they want a NASCAR race there. I doubt they can fit a NASCAR race. It'd be another great spot to go. But that'd be a great fit. I mean, I don't know if they want to shorten their schedule. Obviously, shortening your schedule means less money. But if you're trying to get more people to come back in, maybe not having that 36-race schedule, maybe bring a couple more people back in. I think you can keep the schedule the same. If you just take out a couple mile and a half, throw in more, maybe some more short tracks, maybe some more road courses. But it's gonna be 2021's gonna be a very pivotal year for NASCAR. It's gonna be kind of their make or break year. I don't think you're gonna see the sport go away, obviously, but it's either you're gonna see it kind of keep on this downward spiral of losing fans, or you're gonna see it either plateau, or you're gonna see it drop back up in fans. So that's gonna be a big year for them. So it's gonna be very interesting in the next couple of years. See how NASCAR's going to look in the next couple of years. Obviously, with the new package this year, I think their plan is probably going to run that for 2 years, and then they're going to go to Gen 7. So, like I said, like I said in the previous podcast, we kind of a bridge. But it's going to be a very interesting couple of years, 2021, with some new news coming out, maybe the car, obviously you can see the car, maybe. It's going to be very interesting. So, that's about it for this podcast. Everyone's going to enjoy the 500 this weekend. Make sure you catch the duels Thursday, the truck race Friday night, the Xfinity race Saturday, and the Daytona 500 on Sunday, the big daddy of them all. And then next week, I'll come back, look at the Daytona 500, look at the Xfinity race and the truck race, talk about those, talk about any news came out of those, talk about your winners, talk about, I believe we go to Auto Club next Sunday, talk about that race, and then we'll move from there. Thank you for listening to Red Flag Podcasts. See you next time.